That's as close to running in church as I will do today. The prelude was a little shorter than I thought. Hi to everybody watching on Zoom. I'm so glad you all are with us. This is an announcement that should be made with trumpet fanfare and banners and stuff, but it looks like you've all gotten the message. We are liberated from our masks as of today until further notice. Please understand it's always until further notice because we will continue to monitor things. Susan Wallace, she's our point person on our regathering committee, and we conferred this morning, just about all of us on the committee, saying that we're fine. If you want to wear a mask, by all means do. If you're not vaccinated, do. Otherwise, it's Liberation Day. And I'm really grateful for that. We're very much returning to what we think of as the way church is. So there's probably a hymn we're going to sing. I don't know the number of it because I don't have it in front of me. 494. So I think you should stand up and start singing that. I'll join you in a second. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000 thousands served him. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came down to the ancient one and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We shall read this morning Psalm 93 in half verse. The Lord is king. He has put on splendid apparel.
The Lord has put on his apparel and girded himself with strength.
He has made the whole world so sure
that it cannot be moved.
Ever since the world began, your throne has been established.
You are from everlasting.
The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up your voice.
The waters have
mightier than the sound of many waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea.
Mightier is the Lord who dwells on high.
Your testimonies are very sure.
And holiness adorns your house, O Lord, for
A reading from the Revelation to John. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, who the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving the God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who perceived him, who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you.
seated, please. Christ the King, that's a lot jazzier name for this Sunday than the alternative, which is the last Sunday after Pentecost. Whatever we call it, we mark it celebrating Christ the King with white vestments and the altar dressed in white, and all of that as we do for major celebrations. But whatever we call it, the theme of this day is Christ the King. Evident from the outset with the collect in which we pray for the restoration of all things under the reign of the King of Kings. The language of monarchy strikes an odd note, I think, on American ears. I remember once in San Miguel, the then rector, it was before my time there, said something about, we don't know much about kings and queens these days, and a Canadian member of the parish gave him what for after that, saying some of us know very well. But here, it's a little strange to our ears. But we do get it. This is about the primacy of God as revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. It's another reminder, and we need as many as we can get, that we are not ultimately in charge of things. We get to play a large role in how things go in the world. That's sometimes good news, sometimes bad. But a simple backward glance at our own lives is usually sufficient to confirm the fact that we do not have the last word in how our plans turn out. Even our best laid plans, as Bobby Burns would say. Strikes me that God's kingship or dominion is not the only point being made in the collect and in this day. In looking at a website from the church in New Zealand, I came across a comparison of today's collect that we just heard with a prayer for mission in daily morning prayer. Those who say morning prayer every day or nearly every day, and I probably fall in the latter category, are familiar with this prayer for mission. Oh God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So that's this prayer for mission from morning prayer. In his commentary on the American Prayer Book, Marion Hatchett notes that this prayer for mission was written by George Edward Lynch Cotton, what better Anglican name than that, missionary bishop of Calcutta, India, from 1850 to 1866. It was included for the first time in the 1892 Book of Common Prayer in this original form. It's the same prayer I just told you, but here's the way it sounded at first. O God, who hast made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and it send thy blessed Son to preach peace to them that are afar off and to them that are nigh. Grant that all the peoples of this land may feel after thee and find thee, and hasten, O Heavenly Father, the fulfillment of thy promise to pour out thy spirit upon all flesh through Jesus Christ our Lord. So you hear those wonderful, it's good that we don't still read solely from the King James Version of the Bible or from the 1549 prayer book, but those are stirring phrases. I mean, that language is moving, I think. I especially love from afar off and those are nigh. But all of this points to the other theme today besides the kingship of Jesus, it's also the restoration of God's loving creation as God made it. That biblical account of the fall in the Garden of Eden is an attempt to explain why we humans have such difficulty in living in peace with each other. It's rather puzzling, to say the least. We have such a hard time just leaving each other alone, in the best sense of that phrase. Instead, we seem hell-bent. I thought about that phrase before I used it. Hell-bent on trying to get what someone else has, or trying to hold on to what's ours when somebody else needs it more than we do. We seem driven by fear and envy, pride and greed. That's the source of the wailing, I think, the results of that in the reading from Revelation this morning. The recognition that we are so driven by this lust for power and possession that we have treated each other, the other tribes, in the language of today's text, those with whom we share one blood, in the shameful way portrayed in that apocalyptic scene. The point is not that we should feel awful. That kind of guilt can quickly become an end in itself, breast beating, and a distraction from both our mission as God's children and the good news we celebrate today. Pilate, a big shot in a backwater of the Roman Empire, big fish in small pond, recognized that he couldn't change this human trait, this intolerance of one tribe for members of another. And in fact, he was dealing with a quarrel within one tribe. So these were sub-tribes among the Jews. That's why it's so misleading to read what I just read to you. And for fear of the Jews, everybody around Jesus, all of Jesus' followers at this point, were Jews. So it's unfortunate that that language found its way into the gospel, for fear of the Jews. But we're talking about here infighting within sub-tribes of one tribe. At least he had convinced himself, Pilate had, that he couldn't do anything about it. So he told the clamoring crowd right after this interview with Jesus that we've just read about, "You take care of this. I'll wash my hands of the whole affair." As if that were possible. Here we are still reading about it 2,000 years later. What a strange kind of king this is, he must have thought. For he was someone keenly aware of kings and their doings. King of the truth? What's that? He even asked the question directly of Jesus right after what we've just read. The question is barely off stage in this reading from John, the very next verse. What is truth? Well, there we go. Or, more accurately, here we go again. Those first words of the Collect, in which we pray for God to restore all things. What things? The prayer for mission tells us the basic truth, the original state God intends to restore. You have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth. Not one kind of blood here, another there, according to the worth of this person or that group, but one blood coursing through all our veins. Focusing on Christ the King this morning is saying, when it's all said and done, because this church year is now all said and done, we're all God's children, all brothers and sisters. We pause and reflect on that truth and its implications for how we live our lives as individuals and as members of this one global, beyond global family, as members of each other, submitting ourselves to the loving creator of us all, the creator of all things. And then, because we still need reminding, even after the journey of this entire year, particularly this year, We begin again next Sunday with the first Sunday of Advent, trusting in this loving God and Creator who has made us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please stand for the Creed.
We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with the prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
We pray especially for John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Gary, June, Cheryl, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Deb, Janet, Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Karen, Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Maureen, David, Colton, Kenyon, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Tyler, Sheila, Donna, Donald, Caitlin, Norman, Joe, Jim, Gilbert, Travis, Bob, Ann, Ginny, Alice, Ellie, Leah, Merle, Cherise, Roshenda, Marianne, Betty, Melissa, Christopher, Hawthorne, John, Charles, Patty, Ryan, Glenda, Winifred, Shelley, Leslie, Doug, Butch, Cindy, Linda, Dan, Robert, Molly, Diane, Alan, Ed, the Degatier family, William, Joe, Greg, Mark, Bonnie and Ed, Diane, Michael, Carol, Calvin, Martha and family, Carolyn, Amber and family, Cecile, the people in Afghanistan, and the women in the Hutto facility.
And Audrey, Ron, Justin, and the witness, Bruce, Matt.
We also pray for those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let the light of Christ shine upon them.
We pray for the repose of the souls of Steve Summers, Ben Ray, Judy Shelby, Beth Steelman, and all who have died from the coronavirus, and all who mourn their passing. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. I ask your prayers for all who are traveling this week. I ask your thanksgivings for Lori Wagner, Jill Castillo, and May Wright, who celebrate their birthdays this week. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Almighty and everlasting God, you made the universe with all its marvelous order, its atoms, worlds, and galaxies, and the infinite complexity of living creatures. Grant that as we probe the mysteries of your creation, we may come to know you more truly and more surely fulfill our role in your eternal purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Would you all please stand? You may have noticed already our new sanctuary lamp, something that was brought about by the dramatic failure of our former one. It almost beamed Cecile Glorier, but she, happily, no one was hurt in the replacement of our sanctuary lamp. I'd like to bless that now and then remain standing for the peace.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
O Heavenly Father, who revealed to us the vision of your Son in the midst of the candlesticks and of your Spirit in seven lamps of fire before your throne, grant that this sanctuary lamp, kindled for your glory, may be to us a sign of your presence and the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace. Peace. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
You have filled us and all creation with your blessing and fed us with your constant love. You have redeemed us in Jesus Christ and knit us into one body. Through your Spirit, you replenish us and call us to fullness of life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. Holy incarnate majesty, holy incarnate word, holy abiding spirit, bless you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Liturgy, I would just like to recognize RG for joining the ranks.